The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of December. You know what that means. 18 days left till Christmas 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft is about to change the way we think of Edge. Yeah, I'm talking about Edge, the default browser in Windows 10. Well, Microsoft is going to ditch its own web engine, and is going to give way to the Google-created Chromium standard. So why would Microsoft be doing this? Well, they probably took a look and said, whoa, a lot of people are using Chrome, and not near anybody's using Edge. Yeah, the market share is very, very minimal. They're also hoping with the big switch with the Microsoft Edge, some websites that don't actually work properly in the browser, well, being the fact that they're changing over to the standard, they should work now. Also, you might be seeing Microsoft Edge on, say, Chrome. Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, Chrome OS is what I'm talking about. One thing we're definitely going to be seeing it on, though, is Mac OS. Yes, after 15 years of being absent on the platform, they're coming back. I've been one of those days where you just kind of get home and go, man, I just put on some music, but I don't know what to listen to. Well, have a conversation with Alexa now. She'll be able to help. Yeah, having a conversation with Alexa now might be able to find your ideal playlist for that given day that you just said, I went to hell. Pretty much what you'll say is, hey, Alexa, I want to kick back and relax. Alexa then will follow up with some questions, you know, particular genre, maybe the tempo you're looking for, and then she's going to assemble a playlist. She'll even ask you, hey, are there any kids around? No, this ain't going where you think it's going. She's just creating a playlist that'll be family friendly just in case they're in the room. Alexa then will play a short preview of the playlist suggestions. You can choose if you want to continue on or she'll try to do something else for you. Kind of nice. Don't have to lift a finger anymore when we get home. That is as long as you've got an Echo. If you've got a HomePod, well... Santa, planes, and snow. Oh, my. What the hell am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Fortnite Season 7. Yep, today the developer Epic over there that's responsible for Fortnite Season 7 has let go of details what's headed our way. Basically, you're heading into a winter wonderland. You know, for the time of year it is. Apparently, there's going to be new zip lines scattered around and a whole brand new location called Frosty Flights. There's also a new vehicle called Stormwing Planes. All right. Hey, I don't play Fortnite. I'm just reading what's here. But apparently it's going to dramatically alter how players get around in the game. Plus, for the fact that it's a winter edition of the game, expect some slippery surfaces and probably a lot of cursing while you're playing it. All of this snow slippery fun will be headed your way on December 13th. And finally, yep, time for our crap for Christmas for today. You ever been in a restaurant, you're kind of looking over, you seeing what anybody else is eating? Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. I wonder what that tastes like. Well, now you don't have to wonder. Thanks to the Freeloader Fork. What the heck am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about a fork that is 21 inches long. Yeah, that's right. It looks like a regular fork and then pulls out, you know, like those old antennas used to off those FM radios. Yeah, it just pulls out like that. And then when the other person's not looking, say, you know what? That chicken chow mein looks pretty good over there. I'm gonna try that chicken. Oh, she never seen you, did she? Thanks to the Freeloader Fork. At least that's how it's supposed to go. More than likely, yeah, she's probably gonna see you. Stealing her food, take that Freeloader Fork and then stab you to death with it. But if you're willing to take that gamble, it's only gonna cost you $9.95. And all you gotta do is head over to mcfee.com. That's mcfhee.com. Search for Freeloader Fork. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by TSO Host, of course. I don't think we could recommend anybody else. They're great. They're great for us. We think they'll be great for you. Head on over to tsohost.com and check out what they can offer for you right now. Also, while you're dabbling those keys for the internet, check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech. But one place you need a URL over to is our Slack room, because that is where the fun is, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next, over the next couple of days. It's the weekend. Yay! Almost forgot what day it was. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend ahead. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.